Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick demo of Scrolling Battles Rewrite. Although I don't know why it's rewrite. I guess in this case it is actually a rewrite. So this is a game that, to my knowledge, has been around since 2013. At least that's as long as I remember it being around, because I played it back in 2013. This is not to be confused with a game with the same name, but it says Pro. So Scrolling Battles Pro was an online-only game that I demoed that is unfortunately no longer available to play anywhere. Anyway, this is an offline game, and basically the idea is you're playing in a 2D platforming environment. There are different environments that you can choose from, different characters that you can choose from, and you basically fight off wave after wave of enemies that get increasingly harder to defeat. There is a safe zone at either end of the field, and if you're in the safe zone, you're safe and you're pretty much invincible. You have helpers that you can spawn that can help you, and there's a store that you can access where you can buy different upgrades for your player character and things like that. This game is written in NVGT, which, to my understanding, is I think it stands for non-visual gaming toolkit. It is the newer, well, my understanding is it's basically a newer and much enhanced version of BGT, which of course is the Blast Bay game toolkit that was made back in 2010. This one, to my knowledge, is still using Angel Script, just like BGT, but it's a lot newer. It supports macOS and Linux as well. And there are lots of games being converted to it, including Crazy Party, Sketchbook Your World, Survive the Wild, this one, Endless Runner, which does have some additional features, which I thought about covering that one, but it's very much the same, so I don't think it's really worth it. There's a couple of extra additions like HRTF and Reverb, so there are tons of games being rewritten in this new system, so that's what's happening now. I'm going to go ahead and run this. This game is free.
Run dialog.
Let's go in here.
Documents. Items view list. SBRWN. Items. Sounds. SB.txt.
This game is also available on macOS along with Endless Runner. So let me go ahead and run this.
Scrolling Battles. Beta 3.00. Public Beta 3. Build 18. Play P.
So this is just a standard menu. Up and down arrow goes through. You can also use left and right. Page down will turn the music down. Page up turns it back up.
Test speakers T.
Let's run the all-important speaker test. So I'll just press enter here.
Left, right.
Scrolling Battles main menu. Play P. Test minigames M. Oh, whoopsie. Dialogue, you haven't unlocked any minigames yet. Okay button.
Right, I don't have any games unlocked.
Scrolling.
There are games that you can unlock by getting to certain levels.
Test minigames at options O. SBRW has been ran a total of 10,673 times. Thank you so much for playing. It shows your support for the game. A. Exit text. S.
Okay, that doesn't do anything. It just shows you how long it's been running.
Exit text.
You can exit.
Options O.
And let's go look at the options real quick.
Options menu. Current character is default. Press enter to change it. C.
Yeah, so there are different characters that you can choose from.
Character selector. AVSA. Default D. Mason M. Go back G. AVSA. Default D.
Let's go with default.
Options menu.
AVS, that is Alex versus Sam. I think that's from the audio game, which I don't even know if you can download that game anymore. I thought about covering it, but it's not that great, and it's very grindy.
Current character is default. Current environment is forest. Default. Press enter to change it.
These are different environments. Basically, think they're like different maps, and you can customize things. So, like, if you have a certain map, you can customize which enemies are on the map, which weapons you have access to, and things like that.
Environment selector. AVSA. Building. SV3 default. B. Building 2B. Forest. Default. F. Halloween. H. Madlob. M. Night. N. Shallow waters. S. Spaceship. S. Swamp. S. Swamp. Game. S. Swimming pool. S. Town. T. Winterballing. W. Winterballing 2W. Go back. G.
So I'm not going to show these. I'm not going to show all of these because that would take way too long, but let's just start with
Building 2B. Building. SV3 default. B. Options menu. Current environment. Current sound pack is default. Press enter to change it. C.
You can make your own sound packs. I don't know how to do that. The README file that comes with this game has instructions on creating pretty much everything. You can make your own characters, your own environments, your own weapons. This game is highly moddable.
Enable auto running without holding control E.
I do want to turn that on.
Options menu. Currents. Disable auto running without holding control D.
So now when I hold down the left and right keys, I will run instead of walk.
Disable HRTFD. Speech settings S. Reset data R. Go back G.
HRTF, to my understanding, is the spatial library that puts things around you in 3D sound.
Speech settings S.
Speech settings.
Text-to-speech configuration dialog. Use screen reader when available. Checkbox checked.
This is an invisible form. And, you can tab through here.
Voice list. Built-in fallback voice.
You can choose a Happy 5 voice that you want to use.
Rate slider. 0. Volume slider. 100. Save settings button. Alt. Can't use screen reader when available. Checkbox checked.
Yeah, of course, if you want to use your built-in speech on your computer, you can uncheck this box and it will use Sappy 5.
Can't save settings button. Alt. Can't.
I'm going to cancel out of here.
Go back G. Scrolling. Play P.
So let's take you through a quick round of this game.
Common sword.
So now it loads.
Time for your
and
life to be cut short.
That's
idiot.
An
time for your life to be
enemy.
Cut short, idiot. Time for your
help life to be cut.
Oh, wait. And I just hit P. There's an
time for your life to be cut.
Help out, it's fine.
Let me do something here.
No!
Alright. So, right now I'm in the safe zone. I'm not sure what that ding is. That's an item. So if I walk here, that whoop, tells me I'm out of the safe zone. If I walk back into it, there's an enemy. What's
diamond sword? Diamond sword.
Okay, so I destroyed the item, but the ticking sound is an item. I just got hit. So basically, you can walk around here. The enemies will spawn. Pressing F1.
Safe zone damage upgrade.
Okay, there's an item that I just got. Let's take you out. One through backspace will choose your weapons. There's an axe. It's an Uzi is number one. The axe is two.
Diamond sword.
Number three is your sword.
Field cap.
Number four is your med kit. Ooh. Yeah, go away.
Field cap.
This is a flamethrower at number five.
42 gas.
Pressing A will tell you how much ammunition you have.
Grenade.
Number 6 is grenades.
5 explosive.
Right.
Hammer. Grenade. Hammer.
It's a hammer. Number 7.
Machine gun. Machine gun. Hammer.
Wait.
Machine gun.
Number 8 is the machine gun.
100 normal.
Number 9 is the Mata gun. Wait, let me see if I can have it.
Always duck. Machine gun. Mata gun. No duck.
Now, the Mata gun is a weapon from We're Alive, which is a podcast. It's about people trying to survive a zombie infection.
Full health.
There's an item that healed me.
MP5,
which is number 9. Dash. That's a pistol.
Rocket. 4 explosive.
Number equals is the rocket. Let's go ahead and grab this item here.
So long, motherfucker. So long.
Okay, that's a rocket being used. Let me see if I can go grab this item over here.
Speed upgrade. Hyper speed upgrade.
Backspace. This is my preferred weapon of choice.
Shirley.
This is Shirley. This is another weapon from We're Alive. Not sure he should be using these, but... Now, this is Bert's gun.
Supermax health boost.
And now I'm back in the safe zone at the right side of the board. And the cool thing is I can sit here and shoot things as they come. Yeah, so this weapon is Shirley. This is Bert's gun. Bert is a character.
I just died, not you!
Scrolling.
Let me... press escape so you can quit the game at any time and your progress is saved. Yeah, so that is a weapon from We're Alive. That is Bert's gun. I believe it's a Desert Eagle. Not sure he should be using those sounds, but they're in here.
Play P.
This is my preferred weapon.
$500.
There's some money. So, if I hold down shift...
Shotgun.
There's a shotgun. So there are 26 weapon slots. 1 to backspace is 1 to 13. And if you hold down shift and press those keys, you get the extra ones. If I hold down shift, hit 2.
Small laser.
There's a laser. Shift and 3.
Sniper.
There's a sniper rifle.
200 sniper. Two. Machine gun.
Shift and 3. Is a spear.
Machine gun. Grenade.
Shift and...
Machine gun. Always duck. Ultra machine gun.
Is a machine gun.
No ducking. Small laser. Sniper.
That's the sniper rifle. Pressing M.
$784.
Will tell me my money. And you get money every time you kill an enemy. What you're hearing there, this is the default set of enemies. It's a mixture of humans and text-to-speech voices. So you were hearing Mac Alex, Microsoft Sam, a few of Mason, who's the guy that makes this game. There's some other people in there. I don't know who they are. And there's Deck Talk and a whole bunch of other things. So that's that. Let me show you something else here. I'm going to switch the environment.
Test minigame options. Options menu. Current character is default. Current environment is building. Environment AVA building. Building for Halloween H.
Let's choose Halloween.
Options menu.
Oh, wait.
Current environment. Current sound. Current in A. Build. Build for Mad Lab M. Night 10. Shallow water. Spaceship S. Swamp. Swamp Swimming Pool S Town T Swamp Game S
Swamp Game, that is a recreation of Swamp
Town T.
Let's go with Town.
Options menu. Go back, scroll, play P.
And the weapons are different. I don't have all the weapons I had before. I just left the same gun. Right, so I'm just walking around here. Pressing H.
Wrecking shit.
We'll check your health.
Scrolling.
Let me actually go to choose something else here.
Play. Test. Minigame. Option. Option. Current character is default. Current environment is town. In. A. Building. Build. For. Halloween. Options menu. Go. Play P. Dinosaur.
Here we go.
Nine and easy.
That's a zombie. And let's make this a little better.
Shirley.
To use Shirley. Back in the safe zone and back out.
Pit chance item.
Okay, that is a pit chance item. Alright. So let me do something here. I'm going to press S.
Shop menu.
Pressing S takes you into the shop and the game is paused. And actually, I guess I should mention now too, if you're in the safe zone, things can't get to you, and if they try to walk in, they'll get hurt. So now I'm in the menu, or the shop, I can up and down arrow.
MOA.
You can get different types of ammunition.
Ammo shop. Normal ammo, $5, currently 51N. Normal damage, $5, currently 50N.
You can buy damage, which I think increases the damage of your weapons.
Gas ammo, $10. Currently 39 grams. Gas damage. Medkit ammo. Machine gun ammo.
The medkit, of course, is used to heal you if you choose to walk around.
Machine gun ammo. Machine gun damage. Air gun ammo.
You know what? I'm going to change out of here because this is a little distracting.
Play test speed minigame option.
Let's go back to...
Current environment is Halloween. In a building. SV3 option. Go back. Play. Diamond sword. Shop menu.
Alright.
MOA. Ammo shop. Gas. Medic. Machine gun ammo. Machine gun damage. Air gun ammo. Air gun damage.
I'm not sure what air gun is. I think that's supposed to be... or the modigun. But it's using normal... ammunition right now. The modigun, for those of you that are curious, is a weapon that Datu made in We're Alive, which I really like. I think you might like it if you like stories about zombies and people trying to survive and things like that. Although it's not a typical zombie story.
Laser batteries ammo, $40.
You can buy batteries for the laser.
Laser batteries damage, sniper ammo, sniper damage, explosive ammo, explosive damage, melee damage, go back G.
You can buy damage for your melee weapons.
Shop player P, MOA.
We have different upgrades related to the player.
Player P, player shop. Maximum health upgrade, $10 per horsepower.
There's your max health.
Medkit power upgrade, armor, one piece for $30.
So... armor is used to protect you, and you can press R to check it. If you have a bunch of armor, your character is basically invincible, but as you level up, the enemies get stronger and harder to kill, and they do more damage, so you'll need more armor to protect yourself.
Speed, 10 for $450.
Speed, that will make you run faster.
Jump height.
Jump height.
Go back G. Shop. Safe. Helper aid. Player. Safe zone S.
You have stuff for the safe zone.
Safe zone shop. Safe zone enemy damage upgrade. $200 per horsepower. Currently 10S.
I do recommend investing in this. If you increase it, the safe zone will do more damage when enemies try to walk in.
Safe zone HP upgrade. $250 per horsepower. Currently 0S.
I'm not sure what the HP upgrade does. I think it determines how quickly you're healed and by how much. So when you walk into the safe zone on either side of the board, your character is healed.
Go back G. Shop. Helper H.
Helpers are AI-controlled characters that you can spawn by pressing P.
Helper shop.
And they'll walk around and kill things until they die.
Speed. 10 for 600
damage. So there's your speed.
Range. 2 for 6 damage. Health. Armor. Maximum helpers. 1 for $3,500. Go back G.
Yeah, these upgrades can get quite expensive. The good news is, after a while, it's not really hard to get that much money. This game is very unbalanced, and I'll show you how in just a minute.
Shop, go back G, miscellaneous M, miscellaneous shop. Maximum position, 10 for 1,000.
Maximum position, you can increase the size of the board.
Maximum position, 10 for $1,000. Pit chance item, an item that will decrease your chances of falling into a pit. 1 for $1,000. Currently 1P. Advanced hotkeys set. Spawn enemies with a hotkey. F11. $50,000. Go back G.
So that's the shop.
Shop. Go back.
Now,
scrolling
what I'm going to do.
Exit. SBR. Audacity.
Track. Is I'm going to load my save data. I'm at level 90, and you will see how chaotic this gets, because the higher you are in levels, the quicker things will spawn, and the stronger they are, and they're quicker, and it's just craziness. So I will be right back. All right, let's continue here.
Test speakers, play P.
So I have loaded my game.
Diamond sword, Shirley.
Now if I press V.
Level 90, 89 yep. of 300.
Oh, no! I'm gonna walk out here. I can press R. Whoa, it's a rocket.
So if I
oh, no! Yeah, go away, Sam. So if I press R.
178
on the Let's go back into the safe zone here. Pressing P will spawn some helpers.
Helper 1/3. Helper 2/3. Helper 3/3.
Hell yeah! You Shirley.
Helper 1 has been hit 90, Helper 2 has been hit 41 times in the past 10
seconds. Now if you'll down shift and H.
Two helpers, menu. Helper 1, health, 410 of 1,000, 41%, at 34, 0.
This is a menu that lists your helpers, their current health, and their current position on the board.
Helper 2, health, 770 of 1,000, Helper 2 has been hit 20 times in the past 10.
So we'll just let them do some stuff here. Use some more Shirley here.
1,070 normal.
I got tons of ammunition. So
Helper 2 has been hit 17 times in the past.
So, yeah. Let's see if I hit V.
Level 1. Level 9.
And my helper's dead.
Level 90. 164 of 391 kill. Helper 1 has been hit 25.
So pressing V will tell you your current level, kills, and amount of kills to the next level. Pressing H will tell you your health and how much your armor is protecting you. And there's a few more keystrokes that I'm forgetting, but you can check the readme. The last thing I'll show you here real quick before I wrap this up is the mini game.
Play test mini games M. Mini games menu.
You get more of these as you unlock additional levels.
Item hunt I.
This is just you walk around and grab the items that beep until the time runs out.
Ball catch B. Fire escape F. Fishing F.
Fire escape, you're running away from a fire, and it gets quicker and quicker. I'll show you a couple of these.
Fire escape F.
So I'm going to run to the right with the right arrow. And do it again. Pressing C.
12 of 40.
We'll show you how big the board is and what place you're on. I'll do this two more times, then I'll get myself killed here.
$5,026. stock. You earned a total of $526.
Yeah, so the better you do when playing these games, the more cash you'll get.
No doubt. Minigames menu. Item hunt I.
I'll show you one more.
Ball catch B. Fire escape. Fishing up. Ball catch B.
I can't figure out how to fish. You're supposed to hit the space bar when the fish is in the middle of your headphones or speakers, but it doesn't seem to work.
Item ball catch B.
I'll show you ball catch. This one is like a 2D version of Pong. You hit the ball with the space bar when it's on the right side, and it goes back left, and then the computer hits it. So let's do a couple rounds of this. So I'll hit the space bar. Now it's going back to the left. And let's do it two more times here. And then I'll let it fail. So if you hit the space bar too early... Oh, well, okay. I hit that one, but if you...
You finished with a score of 5 points. This earns you $250.
So I got some extra money.
Minigames menu.
So there you go. Just some games to play.
Fishing F.
When you don't want to play the main game.
Scrolling back. Exit text. Audacity. Track.
But yeah, that is basically how that game works. It's not a great game, and it's pretty unbalanced, like I said, because you can basically make yourself invincible. And, I did want to show you one more thing, actually, before I end this.
What?
If you buy the item that will let you spawn things, you can spawn up to 500 things at once. I recommend sticking to 200 at most.
Documents.
Otherwise, the program will not... It'll kind of get overloaded.
SB on. Sound. SB.
Scroll. Let me show that to you real quick.
Surely. Spawn enemies. Enter how many enemies you wish.
Yeah, I don't care. Shut up, Mac Alex. Let's spawn 200. Let's check my cash.
$27,281.
Yeah, so that's what you can do, basically.
SBRW.
But like I said, this game is not balanced because you can cheat
Audacity
like that. You can stay in the safe zone and just blast things. You can stay in the safe zone and keep your computer on and get a whole bunch of cash because the enemies will keep trying to get to you and they'll just die because they get hit by the safe zone. So yeah, it's more of a game that you just play to waste some time. I have to admit, though, I've been playing it a bit too much. But, so I hope you guys have found this helpful. If you have any questions, comments, of course, please ask. And, this game is totally free, so you have nothing to lose by downloading it. So, until next time, you guys take care.